your fear spreads to Europe. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Shares of Credit Suisse hitting a record low after that bank's biggest shareholder, the Saudi National Bank, tells reporters it would not put more money into Credit Suisse, which had problems long before the recent collapse of Silicon Valley Bank in the U.S. The Credit Suisse chairman says their balance sheet is strong, but bank stocks are taking a broader hit from the anxiety. Right now, the Dow's down more than 600 points. In a recent filing, Silicon Valley Bank had touted the risk management practices of its board, including oversight of its liquidity.
SVB chose to make some risky bond investments, which led to its detrimental cash crunch. That's something the board should have been monitoring. Another surprising allowance, SVB spent 8 months last year without a chief risk officer. It begs the question whether the company was truly prioritizing risk management. And it's a key miss for a board with such extensive experience in the financial sector. For example, one was the former CEO of Barclays Investment Banking. Others held executive positions in retail investment banking.
Fox Business's Kelly O'Grady. The SVB collapse is under investigation. A field hearing on border security.
Does DHS have operational control of our entire border?
No, sir.
That's Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz answering questions from Tennessee Congressman Mark Green as Republicans criticize Democrats for boycotting the hearing, which Democrats say is being politicized. Recent close call incidents prompting a summit on aviation safety.
As our aviation system evolves, are our current systems adequate for the most important part of the aviation system, which is our people? And what needs to be adapted or enhanced?
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, the NTSB chair, says recent incidents, including flights being cleared to use the same runway at the same time, should be a wake-up call. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
A federal judge hearing arguments in Texas about the safety of an abortion pill that's been used for a long time.
The legal battle is over the abortion medication mifepristone that pro-life advocates say was improperly approved by the Food and Drug Administration over two decades ago. They're asking for an injunction to order the FDA to drop approval of the abortion drug, which would essentially block the use of mifepristone nationwide as the court case plays out. The FDA reports that as of last summer, there were 5 deaths associated with the drug for every 1 million people in the U.S. who've taken it since approval in 2000. The federal judge overseeing the case didn't announce the hearing until a day before, reportedly over death threats that he's received.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Tomorrow, FDA advisors will consider granting full approval for a COVID treatment designed to prevent the worst outcomes for high-risk patients.
Data posted by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says clinical trials of Pfizer's Paxlovid, a dual antiviral treatment for COVID-19, show it effectively lessens or eliminates symptoms in COVID-positive adults considered to have high risk factors. The data show an 86% reduction in that group of hospitalization and death.
Fox's Evan Brown. The panel has to decide whether the results outweigh the possible risks of taking the drug. One of the largest school takeovers in U.S. history just announced in Houston, the 8th largest district in the country. The state education commissioner acting on threats that began in 2019 after allegations of misconduct by school trustees amid chronically low academic scores at one Houston high school. District officials tried and failed to block a takeover with a lawsuit. They say the state is ignoring recent improvements. Democrats also accuse the Republican-led state administration of being politically motivated. Recapping the bank-driven fear sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow's now down about 700 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.